the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 731. Heal us, Emmanuel, here we are, waiting to feel thy touch. Deep wounded souls to thee repair, and Saviour, we are such. 731.
Let us read from the sacred pages of God's Word From the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 9, the first 32 verses. Mark 9, verses 1 to 32. And he said unto them, Verily I say unto you, that there be some of them that stand here, which shall not taste of death, till they have seen the kingdom of God come with power. And after 6 days taketh with him Peter and James and John, and leadeth them up into an high mountain, apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his raiment became shining, exceeding white as snow, so as no fuller on earth can white them. And there appeared unto them Elias with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. And Peter answered and said to Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make 3 tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias. For he wist not what to say, for they were sore afraid. And there was a cloud that overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud, saying, This is my beloved Son, hear him. And suddenly, when they had looked round about, they saw no man any more, save Jesus only with themselves. And as they came down from the mountain, he charged them that they should not tell no man what things they had seen, till the Son of Man were risen from the dead. And they kept that saying with themselves, questioning one with another what the rising from the dead should mean. And they asked him, saying, Why say the scribes that Elias must first come? And he answered and told them, Elias verily cometh first and restoreth all things, and how it is written of the Son of Man that he must suffer many things and be set at naught. But I say unto you that Elias is indeed come, and they have done unto him whatsoever they listed, as it is written of him. And when he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them, and the scribes questioning with them. And straightway all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed, and running to him, saluted him. And he asked the scribes, What question ye with them? And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit, and wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth, and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. He answereth him and saith, O faithless generation, How long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And he asked his father, How long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, Of a child, and oft times it hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said unto him, If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, Thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him, and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried, and rent him sore, and came out of him. And he was as one dead, insomuch that many said, He is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand, and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, Why could not we cast him out? And he said unto them, This kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. And they departed thence and passed it through Galilee. And he would not that any man should know it. For he taught his disciples and said unto them, The Son of Man is delivered into the hands of men, and they shall kill him. And after that he is killed, he shall rise the third day. But they understood not that saying, and were afraid to ask him. I leave the reading there. Let us pray. Almighty, most blessed, most holy, holy, holy Lord God, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, ever gracious, ever merciful, ever wise, long-suffering, forbearing, glorious, eternal One, we come before Thee this evening hour and tread Thy lower court. Oh, may we truly come in the spirit of true repentance, true godly sorrow for our sin, for our failings, our forgetfulness, our worldly mindedness, our complacencies. May we come weeping unto Thee, but may we come with living faith, faith in exercise. May we come confessing our sins in faith, looking alone to the Lamb once slain by faith, come pleading Jesus' precious name, His dying sacrifice, His dying love. O Lord, inquiring humbly concerning His mission, concerning his sonship of glory. O Lord, concerning his atoning sacrifice, his precious blood. O grant that we may be drawn in need. Lord, how many of us have gathered with a need of mercy, a need of grace, a need of thee to appear, a need of salvation. We have a never-dying soul. Thou knowest how each have come, those that have come downcast, those that have come longing to hear thy voice, drawn to thee, and troubled in heart, O Lord, that they do not seem to be right and are not satisfied with their situation. O thou knowest, may we come to Jesus, and we pray thee, do open up the treasures of thy eternal love, O holy God, in thine only begotten Son, to thy waiting, coming people, thy seeking people. O the rich treasures of thy counsel and grace toward them, that they may see a beauty, Lord, those hidden riches in secret places. And may we each of us be able to, for a moment, behold the suretyship of the dear Redeemer. Oh, the rich treasures of his love and compassion may reach our heart. Oh, that we may have a shower from the eternal covenant, the eternal decree of God concerning our own case and our own soul. So we come, Lord, this evening, and poor dying wretches we are. We are helpless. We cannot even command our own life. Have tried to many times. Lord, we know not what a day or an hour may bring forth. So we come as poor and needy. But oh, may we come as being dependent on thee and depending on thee, resting on thee, leaning hard on the word of God, on its grace, that we might know its efficacy, its influence, its blessing, and its power working in us. So, Lord, do help us to come now and worship. We've come in the body. May we come in the spirit to behold the Lamb of God, and to know him exalted now in heaven, appearing and making intercession for the saints. May we be found among them. May we be found among those publicans and sinners whom thou didst eat with and visit and commune with. We humbly plead. May we become here, Lord, this night, forsaking all that is not right in thy sight. May my soul ever be made sensitive to thy honour and thy glory and to thy holy name. O Lord, and leave me not to indulge deceit, as the hymn writer says, nor act the liar's part. May we come with an honest, broken spirit, which thou dost not despise. O Lord, may we be transparent before thee in confessing, Lord, all our fears and all our sins and all our shame. But oh, that the river may be opened, that river the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God. Oh, that we may, Lord, have that touch within to hear thy voice. So do hear us in heaven, thy dwelling place, and be exalted in the midst. Lord, leave us not just to our natural understanding in doctrine and the finer points, Lord, of Calvinism or any such thing. O Lord, may we a come with an earnest in the heart after thee, a soul need, and know thy washing, thy touch, thy love. Remember this house of prayer. Remember those that bear office. Support them, strengthen them. Every occasion of worship and all the burdens they carry, and the church members and the congregation. Bless them and keep them in thy fear together. May each household, each one, be kept humble and to esteem one another better than themselves. Keep them living and exercise in need of thee. We do render thanks for thy mercies to this house of prayer and the bringing forth of Zion's offspring, those who have been drawn in love to confess and declare what thou hast done for their soul, and made willing to go forth with to follow thee without the camp, bearing thy reproach. Do bless them and add unto them still. Bless the ministry of their words. Bless thy servants that preach the gospel. O Lord, bless thy word in this place. Still and or may thy presence be known and felt. And we do not say these things in a way of sentiment or nice things in the pulpit. But Lord, let it be to many the very gate of heaven. Remember us as a group of churches. Pray for the editors of our denominational magazines, secretaries of our charitable societies. Return in power in the ministry. Bless thy servant at home this evening hour. Grant him thy blessing and thy word this day. Remember thy servants that will not preach again, those we know of. O Lord, do visit them and comfort their souls and grant an abundant entrance into heaven. Remember those laid aside. We think of a younger friend in his new pathway as a pastor, or undertake for him, put forth thy healing hand, bless him in his soul, comfort him, remember his wife and his little family. God be merciful to them. Remember the people he watches over, and comfort them and speak to them and bless them and raise him up, we humbly pray, once more. And others, Lord, who meet very few, grant thy presence in the midst. Remember thy one spiritual Israel in this land and through the earth, the missionaries where thy name is feared, thy word is read, men in deprivation, famine, affliction, war, persecution, genocide, make ways of escape. Remember thy people, Lord, in sorrow and care, those who plough a lonely furrow, those in distress, for thus pass them by. Oh, visit each soul, comfort all that mourn, that are grieving inwardly. Lord, do shine, draw them upward. May we each be given that blessed prospect under the light of thy countenance, beyond this lower world, draw our affections there. Remember all in senior years, visit them with thy salvation. May they see and know thee gone before them. And may they behold thee in the midst of the river, gone before them. Remember all in middle life in the heat of the day. Draw them from the perishing things of earth. Bring them under thy cloud. Help them to cuss their burden daily upon thee. Remember all in affliction, pain, suffering. Grant healing mercies. O Lord, we pray. Penny, where there have been mercies, Lord, remember young people going forth in life, in business study, touch their hearts, call them, quicken them, open thy hand and provide for them, Lord, in those things they so feel to need. Give them that spirit of tenderness to pour out their soul, and in thy sovereign love, favour many, all our young people, with thy gracious touch and presence and thy promise to be sure. Bless the Sunday school. Encourage those that teach. Bless thy word to our young friends. May it follow them. And keep them in thy fear in their school days, their learning at home, or in the schools. Bless the little ones, the sweet babes. May they be heirs of glory. Strengthen parents and give them wisdom, understanding, and strength in nurturing their children in thy fear. Lord, remember us in the nation. Have mercy on England. We lead in wickedness. Overthrow the treachery, play-acting, lies, deception. O Lord of our politicians, order the councils of state, intervene. Hear the cries of the remnant that do sigh and cry for the abominations done in the land. Raise up deliverers, leaders of integrity. Lengthen out still our Protestant heritage, our civil liberties, religious liberties, Christian heritage, freedom to worship, our national identity. O God, be merciful to us. Bless our Queen. We thank you for her stability in these solemn times. But touch her heart and undertake for us, Lord, on the throne when she's gone. Hear thy people's cries. Raise up those who will blow the trumpet out of Zion and go forth with the Thus saith the Lord in the power and authority of the Holy Ghost as in former years. Oh, have mercy on England, we humbly pray. Dear Lord, we do thank thee for all thy mercies, thy goodness, thy kindness, thy care unto us, thy watchfulness, provisions, answers to prayer, preservation, daily mercies, hourly mercies. Open our eyes. But Lord, those spiritual mercies, may we be found in them, in the means and the provision of them. May we value them. May we see thy glory in them. May thy grace flow in them and through them. The doors of Zion open. Be in the midst, thy precious word, thy gospel, thou art the fullness and power of it. Or may we know it, Lord, as a manna to our soul, the throne of grace, where thou dost show compassion, where thou dost instruct. Or may we be living at thy feet at the throne of grace, thy precious and atoning blood, thy dying sacrifice, thy dying love. Oh, the wonders, the power, the salvation, the fullness, the victory, the overcoming of thy resurrection. And now thy ascending and appearing in glory. Oh, may we truly be found in the means of grace, knowing and living under the glory, the wonders of thy salvation, thy tender mercies. Now, Lord, what wait we for? Our hope is in thee. Bless the singing of thy worthy praise. Holy Spirit, be due, bring forth the glory of the Son of God into our midst, into our lives and hearts. Holy Heavenly Father, we would stand in awe of thy majesty and thy great name. But stand, O Lord, in wonder at thy provision, thine only begotten Son, and behold thy glory in him, and ask all things in his name, and for his sake. Lord Jesus, Son of God, Son of David, plead thy name before the throne. O hear us in heaven, thy dwelling place. Come. Come into our lives. Come into our souls. Come into our pathway. Come into our midst this night. O come, Lord Jesus. Forsake us not, O God. Come. Come, Lord Jesus. Come bless us. Come and be with us forever. Come. Come, receive us unto thyself. Come. Come. Amen.
In 1078, Dear Lord, and shall thy spirit rest in such a wretched heart as mine, unworthy dwelling, glorious guest, favour astonishing, divine. 1078.
Thank you.
In their complete dependence upon the Lord for needed help and blessing, I would draw your attention to the Gospel according to Mark chapter 9, the chapter we read, Mark chapter 9, and verses 23 and 24. Jesus said unto him, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, "Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief." The Gospel according to Mark chapter 9, verses 23 and 24. Jesus said unto him, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, "Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief." What blessed scenes there are in the Gospel of Christ sojourning on earth. We so want to hear the Lord's voice. We so rightly need him to speak with power and authority. But I say this in all humility and desire for the honour and glory of God. Do pray. Do pray that some of these blessed scenes that are recorded in the Gospel be open to your soul, for your heart will be ravaged with love to Christ. And I am sure you will feel to be upon the rock when Christ's grace and love is made precious to your soul. It's not beholding an action. It's seeing him. It's knowing him. Beholding him. And if you behold him under the Spirit, then your heart will live. That glorious, blessed transfiguration. Dear Peter, making a mess of the scene. Are you thankful for Peter's failings? Because I am. It gives the poor, a trembling heart, some living hope. Declared to be, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonas." But look, how he gets everything wrong. I think I've said this here before. The Lord turned and looked upon Peter, those awful denials. But Peter loved the Lord. He was called by the Lord. But this glorious transfiguration, the harbinger of what was to come, the glory of heaven. And he speaks of John the Baptist upon question, being questioned by the disciples. And then he comes to this multitude and sees the people and they run saluting him. But there is some consternation among them, some questioning among them. And the Lord inquires. Of course, he knew what it was, being the Son of God, but he draws it from them. And this man comes forth, and obviously he'd gone for Christ to heal his son, but Christ was not there. So he comes down, because it was just Peter, James, and John had gone with him. And they come back. This man who come for Christ, for healing of his son, finding him not, asked the disciples, and they could not. cast him out. And he speaks to Jesus, and in the conversation, his son fell into this fit again of foaming and so forth. And what a trial. What a trial. Falling into the fire, falling into the water. What danger. Cast thy burden upon the Lord. He shall sustain thee. Shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. And here the dear man comes in all his great need to Christ. And there the boy is falling down. The matter gets worse. And he says, if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. We spoke of compassion this morning. If thou canst do anything, friend, do you plead Jesus' compassion for his sake? For his sake to plead. Not your sake, not your need. We are under reproach as sinners. But for his sake, have compassion. And Jesus gives a reply. I wonder how it finds us. How did it find the man? A great mercy if it finds you with this man. Jesus says clearly, and let God be true, every man a liar. If thou canst believe, Christ puts it this way. If thou canst, knowing without his grace, no man will. If thou canst believe, then all things are possible to him that believeth. What a statement. How does that find us? How did it find this man? Does it find us with this man? With tears. Straightway. No hesitation here. Straightway. The father of the child cried out and said with tears, with earnest sorrow, with anxiety, with care, with anguish, Lord, I believe. Help. Help me. My unbelief. Help me out of it. Deliver me from it. My unbelief. It's powerful. It's mighty. It's a barrier. Is that how we are found under such a word as this? But the point is this. Why did the man say, Lord, I believe? Because he knew that Christ could heal. And he knew that all things were possible. But it needed to reach him. And grace needs to reach us. We can know about the gospel in a general way. And in its place, that's not wrong, of course. May encourage us. But it says, receive the kingdom within. Within. Conversation at the tea table, and I was very hesitant to bring this word tonight. Because I did speak a month ago on a Lord's Day evening concerning faith and believing and so forth. I'm sure I did. I believe I did. So I don't want to go over the same ground again. But I was encouraged by the opening hymn. Another tea table. A question arose about unbelief and so forth. But dear friends, is a person an unbeliever and wrong? Or is he a believer and right that comes to Jesus weeping, begging for mercy, begging for grace? What is he? Is he a believer or an unbeliever? Confessing his sins, falling down before the Lord. Son of David, have mercy on me. Remember me, O Lord, with the favour thou brest unto thy people, O visit me with thy salvation. Friend, is he a believer or is he an unbeliever? What is he? He's a believer. He's one that's coming. But he feels something's wrong within his heart. Only Christ can put it right. The truth is, when Jesus visits the soul, there he lays his spirit. There he dwells. There he dwells by grace. And it's all of grace by the love of God. It is not in ourselves. Faith is the gift. By grace you're saved through faith, not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. And this man feels and wants this gift within. But he is coming. Friend, there's one. And the Lord tries him. And see how the Lord draws out his soul desire. And your circumstances and the spirit what you feel to be under God's dealings and your need will draw out your prayer and your supplication unto the Lord. Those that weep after their sin. Was the woman of Canaan a believer or unbeliever? Was Peter in his denial a believer or an unbeliever? Look at the blind men. They went to the Lord and said they wanted their sight. Thou son of David, have mercy on us. What a cry. Son of David, have mercy on us. Have mercy on me. Friend, do you really pray it? Do you think, friend, you're not impressing God? We don't pray to impress God. We don't pray to please God or ourselves, to merit heaven, or think we're going to be safe because we say the right things in prayer. It comes from the heart. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. When he was come into the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus saith unto them, what a question. Believe ye that I'm able to do this? And they said unto him, yea, Lord. Now, by saying, yea, Lord, we believe thou art able, they haven't got their sight back. They haven't got their sight back because of what they've said. The power is of God. Faith is an active principle, but it's not the act of faith that brought their eyesight, but it was the grace of God that brought their eyesight. But faith was confessing, yes, they said to him, yea, Lord. They believed he could do it, and then he did it. How wrong, what wrong views many have of the principles of faith and believing. But these men, friend, weren't unbelievers when they came. But they hadn't got the blessing they wanted. They believed he was able to save them and to heal them. How do these questions find us? Do they find us with the blind men? Or that they would? Believe ye that I'm able to do this? They said unto him, yea, Lord. And Jesus said unto them, he touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. So, dear friends, this man is coming as one who is believing but feels all the barrier. How can the Lord bless me? Friend, how do you feel tonight? Look at my life. Look at my wasted years. Look at my heart wandering. Look at my own light, frothy spirit. Look at me. Everything is wrong with me. And you want the living touch You need the touch. Look at my rebellion. Look at my independence. Marks of grace I cannot show. All polluted is my breast. Yet I weary am I no, and the weary long for rest. We have before us a man who has come in all his need to Christ for healing. And he's tried, and with tears he cries out. He confesses his hope in believing and trusting, but feels within a warning, an anger, a fear within, arising within, an anguish. I think I said anger, I meant to say anguish within, the sorrow of heart. Will he? Can he? I must have the touch. Look at my son. Look at my circumstances. Now, place this few minutes or short, very short period of time in matters of minutes, 10 minutes, whatever it is, seen, we do not know, over your years. And you know the anguish and the care and the sorrow. But what does the Lord do? He honours this faith. I think we mentioned this morning concerning Thomas. Was Thomas a believer or an unbeliever? He was a believer. And so is this man. And so is every child of God that cries after mercy, after grace. Oh Lord, remember me. Dear Lord, pardon. Dear Lord, give me grace, give me strength, increase my faith. Lord, help me, do touch me. Friend, pray, pray for Christ to be revealed and shown to your soul. You're not worthy of it. You're not worthy of it. Who is among you that is worthy? None of us are worthy. But if your heart is after him, ask for him to be shown to you in these earthly scenes of grace and compassion. There are, of course, principles of instruction and doctrine which we cannot ignore in Scripture, but so often they seem so high. We long for the gracious experience of the truth we read. Friend, is someone longing for the experience of the truth of the grace of God that he reads and understands? Is he a believer or an unbeliever? But he can't be an unbeliever, can he? If he's longing from his heart, because the Spirit gives it. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. And what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It sounds high doctrine. It sounds very high. But it's true. But it's the gracious experience. What you want is the sweetness, the touch of Christ. Oh, you want the Lord to be near. And then you can drink these truths in. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. Paul is making a true statement. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed, and so forth. And for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But you just can't take the word of it, can you? As Paul writes to the second epistle of the Corinthians, the difference between the letter of truth and the Spirit, the administration of the Spirit. What a difference. There was the glory of Moses in the law, but all the glory of Christ. The glory of Christ. Could you come into Psalms language? as the heart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. When you read God's word like that, sometimes there's a gnawing. I'm not always panting. I can't be right. It cuts me out. I'm not always living panting. Friend, every man has the natural side. No excuses. But is there in the heart the times of panting? Not every child of God is at the feet of Jesus every hour of the day, are they? Oh, they wish they were, but they're not. Nor were the disciples with Christ. They seem to be all over the place sometimes, not understanding anything that he was saying, especially, see, it had to be revealed to them. And it must be revealed to you. And here it is, revealed here a little, there a little, line upon line, precept upon precept, to humble our hearts. Have you known the heart pantings? When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually sound to me, where is thy God? Oh, how you fear. Will he pass me by? Will he pass me by forever? I'm often quoting Psalm 77. A dear Asaph, that godly man. I just turned to it. In fact, I think I recollect quoting it on my last visit. You know, will the Lord cast off forever? It's a real fear, you know. It's a real fear. We deserve to be cut off forever. And when that stares at you, and it's a reality, it brings a trembling. Will he? Will he? Despite all my... How can my prayer stand up against the Lord's will, which is against me? Do you have to face this? If the Lord is against me, there can be nothing for me. As the scripture declares, if God be for us, who can be against us? As Paul writes in the Romans. You see, there's the two ways. Want the reality of the Lord to be with us. Have God's favour. Will he cast off forever? Friend, it's a fearful thought. And God's dear people face this at times. Will he be favourable no more? The leanness is our own fault, you see. But it's a fact. We have to face facts of failure, personal failure. But God is faithful. Asaph was a believer, wasn't he? He was called by grace. He wasn't an unbeliever, was he? Is his mercy clean gone forever? You imagine, you think, we use the word imagine, I don't want that word, but you ponder the reality of it. Is his mercy clean? The mercy you felt, the mercy you've known, you need it still to the end of the journey. Will it be favourable no more? Doth his promise fail forevermore? Perhaps your heart has been resting upon a word. A word of promise, a word of hope, been made sweet to you. But the delays in it being performed. Blessed is she that believed. Elizabeth, concerning Mary. Blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her of the Lord. Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath he in anger shut up his tender mercies? And I said, this is my infirmity, and it is. And it is our infirmity. Yet will I remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. Did Asaph has to turn to the Lord. What can you turn to? Have you nothing? We so often realise, or some of God's people, the seekers, those that long after him, they feel they've got, what can I turn to that is solid in my experience or my soul? You find nothing in yourself, but you'll see, you'll discover it in Jesus, his precious sin-atoning blood. I do not say that lightly. I do not say that lightly. Everything in Christ you need, his atoning sacrifice, his blood to plead. Friend, you've got something to plead, a ground for a poor sinner like you. This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. How the scribes and the Pharisees, the big boys in religion, hate this sort of thing. They hate it. They hated him because he didn't come and pat them on the back and said, well, good chaps they were. But he went to the poor, the needy, the sinners. And some of them were unsavoury characters. And you might feel your heart not to have been very savoury at times. My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually send to me, where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me, for I've gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise, the multitude that kept holy day. And then he looks within and says, well, thou cast down, O my soul. I've gone to the house of praise. Well, thou cast down, O my soul. What thou disquieted within me, hope thou in God. Oh, dear friends, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The word of God. Are you drawn to it? It's an echo in your soul. Hope thou in God. For I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. Well, we have this poor man confessing he's hanging on. Jesus heals the brokenhearted. Oh, how sweet that sound to me. Listen to the language. You may not feel it, but once beneath my sin he smarted. He smarted for our sins. A gracious inquiry. Is he an unbeliever that is coming to ask, Lord, was that for me? Was that for me? Is Jesus suffering made precious? Is his dying your only hope? Was that for me? You long to know. What grace? Ask for the river of God's grace, his love in Christ, to be opened up to see what Christ died for. The smart, the curse for sin. I believe, but help thou mine unbelief. I've got a problem, says the man. I've got a problem, and it's so personal to me. All this stony heart, take away the stony heart. He will, he's promised to take it away. What can soften hearts of stone? Jesus, precious blood alone. Help thou mine unbelief. Dear John Newton, who was greatly favoured in soul, you know. And what a character he'd been. Friend, it makes solemn reading. What depths he was saved from. No wonder his little autobiography was called Out of the Depths. It certainly was. You know, but how true is language, I would, but can't repent, though I endeavour oft. This stony heart can ne'er relent, till Jesus makes it soft. Divine teaching. Have you been taught this, sinner? Have you been taught this? You're not an unbeliever, are you? None can soften your heart but the Lord's visit. You feel it to be so hard. I would but cannot love, though wooed by love divine. I don't want to preach out of a hymn, but the lines are before us. No arguments of power to move a soul so base as mine. I long to love, but his love has drawn me. In the gospel, he's drawn me. But look at my base heart. Nothing can move me. Only his love can. I would but cannot rest in God's most holy will. I know what he appoints is best, yet murmur at it still. What a woeful lot we are, aren't we? Friend, and every child of God has taught this. They know it. You may look at those who have been blessed and say, well, they're favoured now. They know the other side as well. They've been taught it. Oh, could I but believe, then all would easy be. Is that your cry? I would but cannot. Lord, relief. My help must come from thee. And so forth. Lord, I believe, he confesses. Upon this great statement, ponder this statement. Jesus says, if thou canst believe, knowing this man's situation, yet he declares a profound divine truth concerning his love working in this man. It was working in this man. And this man was favoured to have an answer to prayer. If thou canst believe, all things, he says, are possible. Do you know, the trouble is, so many people, so-called Christians, I don't want to be critical, the Lord has his own in all denominations, I believe, but that we have to leave. But there are so those that are so get carried away with self-confidence in religion. They're enjoying the world and they can enjoy religion, they can enjoy Jesus and they can believe, and they don't understand. They haven't got a clue about the travail and grief that their own sin has brought them. The believer has his own grief, his own burden. And those who have been favoured in soul to know Christ know what backsliding and heart departures are. And it's a grief to them. It's a grief to them. It always will be a grief to them. And therefore, statements like this of Christ are so easily, glibly stated with self-confidence. And therefore, the humble child of God is fearful when he reads a text like this. If thou canst believe, but this is Christ's word, all things are possible to him that believeth. Now, that word doesn't mean the opening up of every doctrine and a wonderful charismatic experience. Nothing of the sort. It comes right down to your own pathway, to your own soul, to your own care, to your own sin, to your own life, to your tremendous needs. Can the Lord appear? Well, cries the man in response. And is your cry with him? Lord, I believe. What do we believe, friends? What are we believing? Well, there is a fountain open for sin. I believe it's been opened. I want the living stream. I want the touch. I want it to reach me. I want to feel its virtue. I long for it. So, is that an unbeliever then? Or is it a believer? Is that a child of God, or one who's not a child of God? It's a child of God that longs. The woman who was a sinner, I think we mentioned her this morning, the street woman. She came to Christ weeping at his feet. Yes, I think I did mention about the debtors, didn't I? But who loves most, to whom he forgave most. And the Lord turns to this woman and speaks to Simon. Thou gavest me no water for my feet, but she hath washed my feet with tears. Friend, do you wet your pillow with tears at times? You turn aside. I'm not saying literally, perhaps, although many do. But do you weep at his feet? Tears of sorrow and grief. Ask, oh friend, that your soul could see Jesus weeping. Look at Mary Magdalene. Out of her soul was cast seven devils out of her life. And there she is at the empty tomb of Jesus weeping. Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? Or do you weep after him? This woman was weeping at his feet. And wiping them, her feet with the hairs of her head. A personal nearness, a longing. Do you long to be at those feet? My head with oil thou didst not anoint, which is a common courtesy at that time in the East. But this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. Thou gavest me no kiss. This woman, since the time I came in, hath not ceased to kiss my feet. Love. Friend, are you drawn by love to the Son of God? Wherefore, I say unto thee, this is to Simon, sadly, her sins, which are many. Do you know the feeling? Do you know what that feels? And you don't know half of it, do you? But what you know is many, many, many. Her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. And he said unto her, thy sins are forgiven. Thy sins are forgiven. See the drawing of love. Lord, I believe. I believe. But oh, help thou mine unbelief. We read, the Lord rebuked the foul spirit, saying, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried and rent him, and saw he came out, and they thought he was dead. Jesus took him by the hand, he lifted up, and he arose. The disciples asked later, why could not we cast him out? Some of them had that commission to do so. You see, Peter and John, when they went into the temple after the day of Pentecost, the first thing Peter said in response, look on us, silver and gold I give thee not, but in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, arise and walk. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth. So it is in his power and by his faith. In him, by faith in him. The Lord said unto them, if ye have faith, this is high, friends, this is high language, but we cannot ignore it. Plead these things before the throne. It is, Jesus said, I said this morning, blessed are the poor in spirit. These are the ones that are poor. These are the ones that will be favoured. If you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, so say to this mountain, my burden, my guilt, the mountains of unbelief, the mountains of fear, the mountains of shame, thou son to this mountain, be removed. Friend, I believe in that text. It's not you or me saying mountains removed, although the wording points that way, but it's can Christ remove that mountain? And he will. He will. Depart into yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Again, very high language, but it's faith in him. He hears your prayer. We were speaking at the Sunday school to the children. I fear I wasn't very simple, but there is a simplicity of truth. Thou God sees me. He does hear your prayers. He knows your anguish. He knows what's in your heart. He knows you long for him. He knows you feel ashamed. He knows your fears. And remember, in all their affliction, he was afflicted. And the angel of his presence saved them. In all their affliction, he was afflicted. Believer, in thy sins, in thy care, in thy sorrow, in thy unbelief, he was afflicted for it. He understands, a merciful and faithful high priest appearing in heaven for us. Or that we might trust him, or that we might cast our care on him, or that we might lean hard on him, leaning on the word, his gracious word of truth, as he now appears in heaven for us, having been afflicted in all his people's affliction, all of it, all of it. The angel of his presence saved them, and that's what you want, isn't it? But you look at the Jews of old, not just the Jews, the Israelites of old, the 12 tribes, through the desert journey, under the fiery cloudy pillar, with the river of water following them, with the manna in the morning. Look at their unbelief, despite those mercies, and you feel to be the same. Have you not had the little direction of the Lord, the fiery cloudy pillar, leading you in his word in your pathway? Has there not been a little crumb of the manna? Any living waters? Have you had answers to prayer? Have you seen an enemy drowned in the Red Sea? Have you been preserved? Preserved in Jesus when my feet made haste to hell? Do you know what it is to be called back, your wandering feet? Do you know what it is to be a sinner? Preserved still. Spared on praying ground. Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. Well, I don't know quite why I've come with this word tonight. I was encouraged, first of all, by the conversation at the tea table, and then in their opening hymn. So I feel it's been right to venture, despite my inward personal fears. All things are possible. Friend, don't let's imagine anything. He has power to subdue our iniquities. How are we asking him? He has power to bless us. He has power to raise us up. He has power to draw us by his love. And he will. He will. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Do you know Psalm 107? Have you ever lived in Psalm 107? They fell down, and there was none to help. What a place to come to. Then They cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them or delivered them out of their distresses. Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the lips confession is made unto salvation. Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £745, for which we are very thankful. God willing, there'll be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening with an address by Mr. Pickett, followed by a short church meeting. And God willing, Mr. Barker is expected to preach on Wednesday evening, and Mr. Jonathan Buss next Lord's Day hopes to administer the Lord's Supper and receive Victoria into the church. Let us close with hymn 837. Repent, awaken, souls repent. Hear the good tidings God has sent of sinners saved and sins forgiven and beggars raised to reign in heaven. 837.
Thank you.
now, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet communion, unction, comfort of the Holy Ghost, rest and abide upon us each, now, forever. Amen.